Have you found it difficult to navigate through our content because you've been worried that what you hear will send you emotionally in various different directions? Have you been looking for a smooth and non-triggering path to where you want to be? If so, this video is for you. This class is really for you.
What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face, like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared. It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
And I want to talk about this because these type of questions come up very often. For example, I got this question just the other week. Somebody in our immunity program said, hey, can you tell me about a success story by someone who worked shifts that isn't triggering? And I've had a variety of that many times. Can you tell me about a success story about somebody like me, but that isn't triggering, right? Or something like this. Somebody told me the other day that they browsed our content, and then they kind of look at the thumbnail and the title and say, I make sure doesn't sound triggering, and only then do I go ahead and watch it. I don't want it to be triggering, something like that. And there is, you know, there's some trickiness here in the navigation of our content to where you want to be. And so that's, you know, why we're doing this class today. And I broke it up into three portions. One is, what do we really mean? What exactly do we mean when we use the word triggering? And then we're going to look at a common tricky idea that's really helpful to know about. And then thirdly, we're going to kind of get practical and see how we can meet these situations and find our way to where we want to be. Now, before we go there, I have a quick announcement, and it is that small group discussions, or SGDs, small group discussions, are back. It's been several months, but for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about here, a small group discussion is a Zoom call that is limited to typically up to six participants. And there is a presentation by a coach, and that's just a few minutes. And then there's, kind of a round robin where we check in with everybody, what questions they have, and we really learn together. And historically, they've been very popular, always been sold out. And what I did differently this time is I asked, other coaches to host them. So, that's not new. We've done that before, but I kind of put together a schedule for May. So there are three small group discussions happening in May. One is hosted by myself and Coach Richard, one by Coach Veronica, one by Coach Alina. No, sorry, Coach Ali. I get confused. Ali and Alina are so close. It's Coach Ali. And there's going to be a link in the description to this video if you are interested. All right. So with that said, let us jump in here and look at the first section. What do we mean by using the word triggering? Well, I looked online and one of the definition I found is this one: to cause a strong emotional reaction of fear, shock, anger, or worry in someone, especially because they are made to remember something that has happened in the past. If we kind of, abbreviate this, summarize this, we can say that triggering is something that makes us feel scared. In the example we just looked at, they mentioned other emotions like anger. But in our context, in terms of talking about insomnia and the inner struggle, it's really about fear. When somebody talks about something that's triggering, that means is something that made them feel scared. Triggering, in other words, is something that makes us feel scared in our context. Now, here's the thing. Here's where I hope to present something that's a little bit new here. In kind of culturally, the word triggering has also come to mean something else. And we often hear of the word triggering used as signifying something that is like irresponsible or thoughtless use of language, when somebody's just not thinking about how their use of language will make other people feel, or when it is intended to cause a strong emotion without anything else. When somebody says something that is the sole purpose is to evoke a really strong emotional reaction, and that's it, sometimes when we say that was just triggering, we mean that just made us feel really, really frazzled and without, offering anything except for that. Sometimes we use the word triggering in that sense. You can see already here, there's kind of two ways. Sometimes triggering just means something that makes us feel scared. And sometimes triggering means something that has no other intent but to make us feel scared. That's also so odd, those effects there. I'm using my phone to record this, and interesting things happen when we use that anyway. Okay. Now, I thought of it like a case in point here, which was for this particular episode, I thought of using a thumbnail, which is kind of the image you see for videos on YouTube, that said like a question mark, what is safe to watch? But then I thought like, you know, the purpose of that is sort of like to get people's attention, because the implied message is that there is like safe, you know, safe videos and not safe videos, which does evoke a strong emotional reaction, right? But without actually offering much in return, if you will. So I decided that that was too triggering, and I decided that it wasn't worth it to use that thumbnail. And I'm just kind of, you know, using this as a case in point of like how we start to think of the word triggering today. Now, you may be like, oh, Daniel's rambling, so let us get to the point. Here's the point. What we know is that when we humans attempt to kind of escape, get away from, avoid, run from an emotion, that inadvertently teaches our brain that this emotion, which is always harmless, emotions are always harmless, is a threat, a danger, something we should try to avoid, which leads to a place where, you know, the idea that this emotion is a harmful thing or a threat is either created or strengthened, which leads us to this like fear of fear situation. We're scared of our own emotions. And typically what we're scared of is to feel scared. And you can imagine how this is very, very tricky, because we all feel scared daily. It's just part of the human experience. We feel anxious, worried about something every day, right? But if we then are scared of feeling that way, then a little anxiety can provoke more anxiety, which then makes us more scared, because we're scared of feeling scared. And we can see that when we're scared of being scared, then we can pretty much feel scared all of the time because of this loop of this kind of fear and feel loop, which really comes from attempts to avoid feeling scared. So that's really, really helpful to keep in mind. But on the other hand, none of us humans will choose to feel really, really uncomfortable when that doesn't provide anything for us. You know, there's no constructive, value, and there's no entertainment value. And you're really like, what is Daniel talking about here? Entertainment value. Well, the thing is that we actually often choose to feel scared in the context of, for example, watching an exciting movie, a thriller. You know, we will feel quite anxious, but it's like, it's our own decision. We chose that, right? So it doesn't bother us. And, you know, a little teaching point there is that feeling scared or anxious in itself doesn't necessarily feel uncomfortable. You know, in certain circumstances, that's exactly what we want, you know. So just a little parenthesis here. But the point I wanted to make here is really that a willingness to feel triggered, as in, you know, a willingness to feel scared, that actually really, really helps to make our journey easier, because that's a move away from fear of fear. On the other hand, when we think something will only serve us to feel unwell, it will lead nowhere else, then of course we will choose not to go there, right? And the difference here is that choosing not to go someplace, that is not just an impulsive escape, like, oh no, I can't feel scared, let me run away, I can't feel this way, that's not good. It becomes like, oh, I see this article online which says that if you don't sleep enough, you will get this. You know, that could be like, if I read this, the only thing that will happen is I feel really scared. It won't give me anything. Like, then we can just choose to not do that, right? But what's really helpful here is that when we understand what we talked about, then instead of, you know, feeling like we're on a very, very kind of fragile journey where we have to really watch our steps, you know, things really start to change. And we'll talk more about that in a second. Now, what is this common tricky idea that I talked about earlier? Well, it is the following. Like, when somebody asks me something like, hey, Daniel, can you point to any videos that teach me about this that are not triggering? There is an idea behind that. That is that we can, you know, to a great extent, predict how something is going to make us feel. In other words, the idea is that we often think how we respond based on what we encounter can be accurately predicted, but oftentimes this is not the case. Oftentimes it can be, you know, almost the opposite. The attempt to predict can lead in the opposite direction. So for example, let's say an episode, we're talking here about like our YouTube channel here, an episode on this channel that we look at and we think like, oh, this is going to be non-triggering, that may well make us really frazzled. Or an episode that we thought like, oh, this is probably going to be really triggering, but I'm going to watch it, makes us feel like great relief. And the point here is that we cannot really predict how things are going to make us feel in many, many circumstances. And why this is helpful to know, because this is where I was kind of going earlier, when we are attempting to kind of tiptoe very carefully around the content or around conversations or around anything that we think could potentially make us anxious, you can see how this creates a lot of anxiety because we feel like we're really fragile. We have to be careful. We can't feel this way. We can't feel that way, right? That in itself creates so much anxiety for us. On the other hand, when we see that there is no real way to predict this, then we no longer try to like tiptoe or really carefully choose and pick, right? That we're like, okay, I don't really know how this is going to make me feel. So then we can let go of all the kind of anxiety that comes from trying to like predict and tiptoe and find like the perfect route forward, something like that. So how can we kind of get practical now? If you're hearing this and you're thinking like, okay, I see where you're going now. I understand the ideas here, but on a practical note, when I face kind of a decision, what should I do? Let's say I see like you have this episode on this particular topic, and I don't know if I should watch it and it'll be helpful for me or I should not watch it, you know? So here's what I think courage and kindness comes in. Like I have courage and kindness behind me here as a kind of a reminder of one of the most helpful teachings I think we have. And both courage and kindness, I think, are incredibly helpful. Let me expand on this. When you find the courage to watch something or take part of a conversation or do something that you previously avoided because you were afraid that that would make you afraid, that courage leads to a place where you're teaching your brain that feeling scared is not harmful. It is nothing we need to worry about. And then the fear fades and our journey really does become so much smoother, right? So courage can make a huge difference. On the other hand, when you face the same decision, you're like, should I do this or not? And you go like, I don't think this is for me right now. You can look at that as an act of kindness, gentleness with yourself. And when you aren't hard on yourself for deciding that it wasn't the time for that, then this is perhaps even more helpful. Like the kindness and gentleness with ourselves, I think is so, so helpful. And finally, I want to say that they aren't actually opposites. Like often it takes courage to be kind to yourself. Imagine that you have the cognitive awareness, knowledge that, you know, facing our fear really, really helps, but you decide to not go there and be kind to yourself. That takes courage because you're in a way making a decision that you know may lead to a little bit more struggle. It takes a lot of courage to be kind, you know? And on the other hand, it's often very kind to be courageous, you know? Like when you decide to put yourself in front of something you know is going to be, you know, maybe making you frazzled. We can't predict, but maybe it'll make you quite frazzled. But you know that in the long term, this is what will lead to things becoming easier for you, then you can say that it was very, very kind to go down that courageous path that time. So again, they're not opposites. They're just two polarities that are both really, really helpful on our journey to where we want to be. And I hope this episode led you one step further to where you want to be. So just thanks for tuning in here. Again, we have those small group discussions, link in the description, and look forward to having you back really, really soon. Bye for now. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com, and you'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.